A plan to build a massive new housing development north of Wellington could see the town of Levin expand by a quarter. Skyrocketing rents and house prices in the capital are forcing first home buyers to look even further up the coast. But critics say the level of demand is being overhyped and the town could be left with a white elephant development. Hamish Cardwell has more.
It's the most significant residential development in the Hauraho-Whenua district's history. For 3 years, the local council has been working with landowners on a plan to turn land near Levin, currently used for grazing and lifestyle blocks, into at least 2,500 new dwellings for about 5,000 people. That's like slapping a settlement the size of Ōtaki, Pairoa or Cromwell beside the town currently home to 19,000 people. The 420-hectare block called Taraika is slated to include a shopping centre, a school, parks and reserves. Hauraho-Whenua Mayor Bernie Wandon says with housing capacity under pressure, the project cannot start soon enough.
We're the third fastest growing district in the country at the moment. Population is exploding in terms of for a region of our size. We badly need some development. We badly need some new housing.
The development got a big boost from the government in August, scoring $25 million in loans and grants. Mr. Wandon says the aim is for sections to go on the market within months and get roading and infrastructure built in 6 years. He says huge motorway projects could make it an hour-long straight shot to Wellington by the end of the decade. The mayor says this will attract those who want the benefits of a small-town lifestyle but want to keep their jobs in the big city.
So we can hopefully help solve some of the housing issues the Wellington region has as well. We are considered to have a lifestyle that is appealing to a lot of people, but also, obviously, the value of properties up here is considerably lower than it is in Wellington and even in Kawhiti. So you can get really good value for here as well.
Levin is home to a large number of retirees. One of its ward councillors and salon owner Victoria K. Simmons says most people are excited by the prospect of young blood in the area.
More young families, there's going to be another primary school built and possibly another shopping centre, all of this stuff. And I think it's going to be really exciting, and I think people are going to be truly quite, you know, amazed by what's going to be happening at that end of the Hauraho-Whenua.
But the chair of the Hauraho-Whenua Residents and Ratepayers Association, Christine Moriarty, is not sold on the idea. She says with restrictions already in place every year, there isn't enough water for any new development.
My biggest fear is the infrastructure that we have in Levin is just not going to cope. And the outcome will be that the existing ratepayers will have sanctions on them to not be able to use certain things.
She doubts there will be the demand for the houses and ratepayers will be stuck carrying the can.
I don't think there's 2,500 people that want to come here. Would you rather go to Paraparam, Waikanae, Ōtaki before you come to Levin? I just don't believe that the sort of houses they're building, there's going to be enough people to buy them, and it's just going to be a white elephant.
Public submissions on the proposed district plan change to allow the development opened yesterday and runs through to the 1st of February. For Morning Report, this is Hamish Cardwell.